Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Alongside Ryan Girdler, Emma Lawrence, Mark Guy, my name's Tony Squires, and the man we're about to welcome is one of the greats. Has been of the Dragons. Sadly for we Dragons fans, he heads to Newcastle next year. But giving everything in this season is Tyson Frizzell. G'day, mate.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Very well, thank you. Take us back. We'll talk about the game yesterday in a moment, but specifically going into that dressing room afterwards, watching on the telly, there was a lot of emotion in there.
Yeah, there definitely was. I think it's been an emotional couple of days for the club, the players, and also myself and Mary's been at the club since I've been there the past 7 years. And, yeah, he's well-regarded within the playing group, and we all got a lot of respect for him. So last night we just wanted to put in a performance to pretty much say thank you and for everything that he's done for us, and send him off on a high.
He even got to, in the team song, throw in a bit of the "When the Saints Begin to Shine." I saw he was with the group, which is great.
Yeah, he was a bit off. Been able to sing it too much this year, but it was great to have him a part of that. I think he was on the sideline for the first time in his career too. So I think he really wanted to enjoy it and embrace it. And I think he spoke through the week about how much of it's been a privilege for him and for us to be a part of this club. And yeah, I think he just wanted to soak it all up and get amongst it. And he did that last night.
Hey, Frizz, tell us a little bit. You've seen the whole journey pretty much of Dean Young since he's sort of come in and done some things in and around coaching. Tell us about how you think he'll go for the next few weeks.
Yeah, mate, I don't think too much will change. He's always played a big role in within the coaching staff and also with guys like Shane there as well alongside him are going to be really good. I don't think too much will change, but like Mary, a lot of boys respect Dean. He's bled for the club and he's played for the club and he'll do anything for the club. So, looking forward to the challenge for us as a playing group and also for Dean. Looking forward to him taking control of the side. But, we'll see how things plan out.
There were some nervous Dragons fans last night, Tony Squires included, as they were watching. But, gee, how impressive. Doesn't get any better than beating the Eels. What was most impressive, do you think, about the performance?
I think probably, we always speak about putting the 80-minute performance together, but the past couple of weeks we've been okay and we just haven't put that whole game together. We've played in patches and, our good from our bad have been really bad and our good's been, outstanding. A couple of games there we've led by a lot of points and then let teams back in and then we always seem to come fighting towards the end and trying to come away with the game at the end. It's been too late, but last night I guess the weather kind of suited us and made us play a simple type of game and it was good to come away with a win, like I said.
Tyson, you mentioned the past 7 years in the Red V. How hard was the decision to head north and make Newcastle your new home?
Oh, mate, it was very difficult, to be honest. I made my decision. I changed my decision probably about three or four times before leading up to it. I hold the club very close to my heart, so there's times there where I just couldn't say I could leave, but I think I was ready for a change and the way it all come about was, probably not great timing with, COVID hitting and, people losing their jobs and then there's me, signing a new deal, which wasn't great to come out, but there's no secrets in rugby league and,
none.
I'm happy with, I'm happy with my decision, but I've always said from the start that I'd be staying at the club until my contract runs out and I'll be doing everything I can to be the best player I can for this club.
Well, that's absolutely right. And Tyson, I guess the fans, obviously, the first thing they feel is a complete disappointment that you won't be there, but fans just demand that player gives everything while wearing that jersey, which there was never any doubt that that's exactly what you would do.
Yeah, and that's that's been my whole plan, you know. I know things aren't going, you know, too well the past couple of weeks with the club, but I said from day dot, no matter what, I, you know, put on the jersey. The club's given me so much, and, you know, all I want to do is repay them by being the best player I can for my teammates in the club and finish on a high and, you know, hopefully be respected by not only the fans but the players as well.
Do you keep one eye on the? I know, yeah. You know, you're worried about your own, you know, what you're doing to the Dragons. But now that you've made the decision, is there, once your game's over tonight, will you now watch the Newcastle game differently?
To be honest, I've probably, you know, probably seen how they've been going. I haven't been going out of my own way to see how they've been performing, but it's.
Especially the second rows in particular.
Hopefully they're not playing too well. But yeah, oh mate, yeah, it's hard not to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
It's always in the back of your mind, but you know, you do sort of listen out to see how they're going, but hopefully they don't go too well this year and they have a better year next year.
Now, Tyson, will you miss being behind the wheel of Tonya, the bus that drives players from Sydney to Wollongong?
it's been good. Like I've got plenty of memories. You know, I have plenty of memories of driving down from Cronulla to Wollongong in the bus. But you know, hopefully I'll be living somewhere closer. I'm not travelling an hour every day to train, which would be good. But yeah, definitely the laughs, the camaraderie with all the boys is something that I'll miss.
Hey, speaking of players giving their all for the jersey, Cam McInnes, he just seems like the guy that, I mean, every club would want a guy like him. Every single second he's on that field, seems like he's giving his absolute all. What's he like to have around the club?
Yeah, he's a great leader for the club and someone that they'll need going forward. I know he's played a lot of hooker in his role, but he's made the 13 jersey his own in the past couple of weeks, and you can just see the type of player that he is, especially being that 13 jersey, being able to carry the ball well and also do his, you know, defensive stuff like he always does. So he's a great leader for the club, and he's going to be great for them going forward.
Hey, Frizz, were you on the field at the back end of last night's game, or were you on the bench? Were you on the field?
No, I was on the field.
What did you think when your trusted winger, Vitaly Ravawala, decided with a minute and a half to go to throw that pass in his own in goal? Did you get a little bit nervous?
Oh, mate. I think I would have dragged him off if it didn't come off.
I think you're done more than that.
Oh, yeah. It's he was on fire last night, to be honest, and everything had been spoken about coming up against his Fijian mate, Sivo, and I think he got over him last night and had an outstanding game and something that we needed, especially from our back three in those conditions, was to have a good game, and I thought he did too.
Yeah, he certainly did. He was great, and Zach Lomax continues to impress, as does Tyson Frizzell, and obviously Saints fans, Dragons fans are shattered you won't be there, but as I said, proud of the way that you've gone about your business this year and every time you've been involved with the club. Thanks so much for having a chat with us today, mate.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.